smoke you up. That was fun.
Good morning, sweetie.
I think Renee's upstairs getting dressed. She'll be down in a minute. You want some granola this morning? What would you like for breakfast? Well, I'll tell you, Nathaniel, Mommy and Daddy and Renee went out running this morning. And you get all sweaty when you do that. And so, Renee wanted to take a shower and get clean.
How's that?
Tell your mother whom you talk to.
I know about
bread. You want bread and butter?
Bread and butter. Did you hear me? Tell him that you talked to him
all night. Who'd you talk to him about? Isabel?
Remember?
I went to a meeting last night with Daniel and I met Stefan's mommy and daddy. Stefan's mummy's name
is
Jill and Alex. Alex is her daddy's name. Is her daddy's name? Well, tell Kitty what you spelled upstairs. What did you spell?
Nathaniel.
A what?
Nathaniel.
Oh, you did? Well, great. How do you spell that?
How do you spell Nathaniel? How do you spell Nathaniel? What are all the letters you need?
A.
Yeah.
A is right. N. N. First letter is N.
What else? Kitty can go look at it at your desk later, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You want some yogurt in your, some granola in your yogurt?
All in my yogurt.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you guys do last night? What did you do last night, Nino? What did you do with that?
On top of my yogurt.
Yeah.
And a bib, a pop down, not I want a bib.
You want a bib?
Yeah.
I thought you were a big one. You never spilled anymore. I'll get you a bib.
You spill right into your fat belly. Your nice little belly. Nice little belly.
It's a wash and wear belly.
Yeah, it sure is.
I got some milk in it.
Some milk in it. Just like daddy's. Can I make a suggestion? What happened? To model my new coat, see if you think it matches.
Oh, that's a nice man.
Renee has a really good eye for color. I would never have thought of it. We were in this shop together, and she looked at that, with this material. I was saying that I thought this quilted material was pretty, and she said, you know, it just matched your new skirt.
Oh, that looks very cute together.
I can get another color. Sort of blue.
Yeah.
A bodysuit.
I'm showing off my new jacket I
made. Isn't that a pretty outfit your mother made?
Oh, you made a vest.
See?
You like it?
It's on top of your shirt.
It's on top of my shirt, yeah. I have a t-shirt on, and then I have a little vest on top.
To me, we're a cool day.
What's that?
Please.
He knew this was the day to wear the bib, didn't he? Actually, I think it feels kind of cool out right now.
Yes, it does. Kennedy, David Kennedy is getting the best stuff in the world. The heroin that he's... David, he's Robert's oldest son. He was just married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was lured into a low-down hotel someplace here in Boston. And it's the center of the best heroin to be had in this area, in case anybody cares.
Well, if you're into that sort of thing,
yeah,
I guess it's important.
Better to get the best.
Sure.
Kennedy's car in the neighborhood before. That boy came up here a lot. Another brother that's dead. That's a nice dad.
Here, I'll give you a tissue.
Okay, well, I'll tell people to stay home. Okay, fine. See you around 10. Bye-bye. Mr. Riley's going to come around 10.
Yeah, okay, that's so.
I'm standing here waiting for you. Thinking about what I have to put together. Daniel, I'm going to come to school with you this morning.
Why is Dad going to come to school?
No, just Bonnie's going to come.
Why?
I want to play with some of the kids at your school.
Isn't that nice? There's a button on the chair. I thought there was a bunch of food.
All right, now if you want dinner tonight, you've got to finish 10 squares today.
Okay. I'm just teasing.
Oh, I don't mind.
Don't do it to you.
Wonder if there are... We have two televisions. We need to take you to a television table in the hospital. I wonder if they allow you to do that.
Oh, they have them there. You can rent them. $5 a week or something like that. Mm-hmm. Things you have to keep jumping around.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's because we don't have an aerial. The aerial fell off the roof. We didn't have it put on again. But we don't want to buy. We don't want to buy a color television because Nathaniel stands so close to it to watch it. He's really bad. But I think we ought to get one with a good picture because it's for him. It's tough enough to see the world that badly, and then to see it double with a shadow and a zigzag in it. Daniel's one of the most concentrated eaters.
Puts his whole self into it, doesn't he?
Chews on one bite and stares at the next.
Very thorough.
We were going to rent him out for a while. Every time we go visit kids, people with kids around his age who don't eat very much, boy, after about 3 days, they're sitting at the table like this.
Shoveling it in. Really?
Adjusting themselves to the role model.
Oh, it's coming out now.
What's coming out now?
Dad, my toes come
out. Your toe. Oh, well, we'll loosen this guy up too and give your toes room to breathe in there. There, isn't that better? Yeah. The heel is up by your knee and your toes are getting bent under. There. Spread them out now. Spread them out and wiggle them around. There. That's better. There. There you are. There you go. Very better. All loose and nice. Wiggle them. You can wiggle them.
That's waving them, honey. That's not wiggling them. Wiggling means going like this. Yeah. Can you do that with your toes?
Sure, yeah. No. You have to hold your foot still.
Hold your foot still and just move your toes.
Just move your toes up and down and around.
Up and down.
Isabel's into something called reflexology. Somebody she met when she and another friend of ours went to Florida together. A woman works on the feet, the connection of the toes and this. It's called reflexology. And so Isabel bought the book. And it is good. It does limber you up, make you feel good. Your toes bent forward and backward and sideways and under.
What's happening?
Help! Bye! Bye! Can we reach there?
No.
Got too far away to reach there.
Yeah, my arms aren't long enough.
It's still stuck.
Do you have the biggest mouth in Brookline?
On Clinton Road, at least.
You're the biggest mouth in Washington. Oh boy, that's some competition in Washington.
Talks about Washington a lot.
Yeah, that's some competition in Washington. This is his last plane trip. Mm-hmm.
Did you like Washington?
What'd you do in Washington, Daniel? What did we do when we were in Washington? You read books with Daddy, did you?
Yeah.
On the train, on the plane going. You read books? But what did you do when we were there, remember?
Yeah.
Remember going on the underground?
Yeah.
In the metro?
Yeah.
And where did we go with it?
I go with it.
Don't you remember?
Uncle John and Ian.
Uncle John and Ian, yeah, that's who we went to visit. We went to visit some museums. Remember all the airplanes in the Air and Space Museum? Remember going inside the airplanes in the Air and Space and seeing them all hung up in the building?
And we
go
in the airplane.
You went in an airplane, that's right. What kind of an airplane did you go in?
Upstairs airplane.
An upstairs airplane?
Yeah. An old-fashioned upstairs airplane.
An old-fashioned upstairs airplane. That's the kind you flew in?
Yeah.
Or that's the kind we saw in the museum?
Airplanes so round.
Airplanes what?
Airplanes go on floors.
Airplanes go on floors, no.
Why airplanes go on floors?
Well, because floors are inside buildings, and airplanes go outside. They go on runways for little ways in order, until they take off, and then they go in the sky.
They're too big to go on buildings, mostly, over hangars.
But they go on runways and they go in the sky. but they're not too big to go in special airplane buildings like the Air and Space Museum, where we saw lots of airplanes.
The airplane museum.
Museum. We saw the airplane museum in Washington. Airplane Museum is in Washington, where we saw the airplanes hanging up in the inside the building. And we saw helicopters. That's right.
And one turned around.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we saw movies of airplanes. Remember?
There's movies of airplanes.
We saw it in the museum.
Why?
Well, because that was what they were showing. And then I went to the other museum. Remember the round museum? With all the little sculptures in it?
Yeah.
You like that one even better. And the big pictures on the walls? He was really much more absorbed in the Hirshhorn than he was in the... We went to the Air and Space Museum for him because he's obsessed with airplanes, but yeah. He liked the other one less better. It's all gone. You want your bread and butter, or are you finished? All right, you have it then. Yeah, you can go to school pretty soon. When you went to Washington with Daddy in the airplane, remember, and Mommy went first? That's what she was doing there. She went there to work for a day, and then you and Daddy and Renee came for the weekend to have fun.
You weren't interested in the work.
Yeah.
Renee, is this on your patio?
Renee, what?
And I go places like the final.
In Washington, she did, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She had a little single room.
Yeah.
She did.
Is that what you're talking about? In Washington, or you mean now?
Now.
Oh, well, Renee goes to bed every night, just like Nathaniel does. Nathaniel goes to bed at 9, and Renee goes to bed about 10.
Did John wake you up?
John?
Huh? Last night? Did he call?
No, John.
I'm Adriana.
Where's Adriana?
Where's Adriana?
I don't know. Where do you think she is?
Home.
Probably. What do you think she's doing?
Brian is playing.
Maybe. If she's all dressed and has had breakfast already, she might be playing with her toys.
Maybe she's doing just what you're doing.
Maybe she's getting dressed so she won't be late for school. She sleeps on her bed. Yeah. Do you play with Adriana at school these days?
Yeah.
Do you know what's really cute about Adriana? She's a kid, that's right. She's got curls all over. She's got little curls all over her head. She's a little curly head. Just like Tina. Tina's all curly haired too, that's right. Who else has curly hair at school?
I'm going to say Tina.
Sure, Tina will be there. Who else has curly hair?
Fia.
Sierra?
Fia.
Frida. There's no Frida. Who?
Fia.
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 Fia. Thea. Yes, Thea has curly hair. It's not so curly, though. Thea's is more like yours. It's just kind of a little bit wavy.
Just like Bobby.
Well, Bobby has straight hair. It's genetic. You're just born with it. Why do you think you have wavy hair? You have hair like that because your daddy has hair like that. What are you doing?
I'm getting my hair back.
Oh, thank you.
And it is in her eyes.
Right, I don't want it in my eyes.
Why?
Then you can't see. Oh, where's Nathaniel? Where is he? Where is he? Where's Nathaniel? Oh, there he is. What song was that?
The name song.
Can you sing us another song?
I know the dot song.
Yeah. Sing us the dot song, please.
The dot song,
to that. I like that song. I really like that song. Okay, Burger. Do you want your last bite of bread and butter?
No.
Should I take your bib off?
Yes.
Should we go upstairs and get dressed? Adriana's going to see you. As soon as you get to school, she's going to see you. She's gonna say.
Happy birthday.
Well, she might say it, but she'd be kind of dumb if she did.
How do this bit?
How do this bit? Like that. Okay, can we put it? You can start up the stairs. Good. Push. Well, you have to get it in the wall and push it so that it locks. There, now you got it in the hole almost. Now push. Oh, well done.
I also pushed out.
All by yourself. Thank you. That's as far as it'll go, honey.
Why?
Is there something else there? Okay.
Why,
oh. Katie? Oh, I stuck it in the bag. Upstairs with you, little one.
That's fruit.
That's fruit. What, sweetie?
I want some over the food, Mommy.
How about ask some after we get dressed?
Juice
you want, okay.
That's not funny, yo.
That's right.
Is that on this picture?
Let's see, does it say Nathaniel in that picture? It says it really small right up there.
It's really small.
Here's your juice.
Oh, over here.
Okay, sweetie, do you know what time it is? It's almost 8:30. Hussie. Are you choking?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you okay now? All right. Pound him a little bit. That's what he needs. A little bit of pounding. Daniel? I'm going upstairs. You come up as soon as you are ready to get dressed. And it better be within 1 minute. You hear?
Went down the wrong hole.
It went down the wrong hole, did it?
Why went down the wrong hole?
Because I think because you were trying to breathe while you were trying to drink. You okay now?
No.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
I'm going upstairs.
Why?
Because I want you to come up and get dressed.
Bring my trainer.
It's a little bit big. Why don't you bring something else up? Okay, go get it. I'm upstairs.
over here on the post.
Honey, Nathaniel, now listen. I want to tell you something very important. In the next room is a potty.
Oh, no way.
And in the potty is a little basin in which you can go bah.
I'm going to go bah here.
Would you like me to bring the potty in here?
No.
Have you already done a bah?
No.
Could you stand up? Let me just take off your sleepy suit. I won't take off your nappy. I'll just take off your sleepy suit. Please? You can do a bar on your nappy.
Why?
Well, because if you like it so much, then I don't care.
the box goes on top of my sleepy suit.
Goes on top of your sleepy suit?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That means.
There's no ball on your sleepy suit yet. That's very good. Okay. Have you finished your ball on your nappy yet?
Go away.
All right, I'll go away for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Are you going to call me when you're finished?
Yeah.
You hurry up and do it because we have to go to school very soon now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Nathaniel. Yes,
thank you.
Finished?
Yeah.
Oh, should we go clean it up then so we can go to school?
Yeah.
Good. Come on in here.
No, go in the potty.
What do you want to do in the potty?
No, bring my potty and help me read the book.
Honey, you've got a nappy full of ba. We're going to clean up your nappy full of ba before you can sit on your potty. So come in here and we'll clean up your nappy and then you can sit on your potty. Honey, it's too late to do ba on your potty today. You can do ba on your potty tomorrow, but you've already done ba today. Honey, I want to talk to you. Would you come here a minute? Come here and talk to me a minute. Come here and talk to me a minute, please. Daniel? You only have so much ba inside you. You make ba, and it takes a while to make it. And after you've done it, after you've already pushed it into your nappy, you can't do any more, so there's none left to do in your potty. So what we'll do is we'll clean up the ba in your nappy, and we'll go to school, and you can eat some snack, and home and eat some lunch, and then this afternoon you can do a little ba in your potty. How about that?
I
think you've done a ba. Let's look in your nappy and see.
Yep.
It's in there.
I already had my ba.
You already had your ba. Okay, let's go clean it up then.
This way is up. This way is white. That way is white.
Let's see.